B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
Sometimes you trade a guy's different.
Right.
You know, there's guys you don't want to trade, but they're not untouchable.
Yeah, I get
so
that.
So if a team approaches you and there's a package deal to get pitching or and a center fielder and Kingery's got to be a part of it, you're not hanging up the phone like, dude, that's a non-starter completely because his name's mentioned in it.
Well, it could take you could still take a step back because you get the center fielder, but you lose Kingery, who would be your second baseman or third baseman.
No, I get it. And whether they keep Cesar or not remains to be seen. But, you know, when you look at these teams, with the Sixers, there really is only one untouchable guy, and that's got to be Embiid. And I don't know that he is.
No,
because,
he's untouchable.
Well, what if it was Anthony Davis prior to the trade happening with the Lakers? Would you consider a trade with the Pelicans for Anthony Davis? Would that have been a consideration considering Embiid's health?
So the Sixers would get Anthony Davis and they would trade Joel Embiid?
They would trade Embiid and get Anthony Davis and, I don't know, Drew Holiday.
No.
You wouldn't do it?
I'm not doing that trade.
Okay.
And here's part of the reason, and I love Anthony Davis.
You may not be doing the trade, but is he an absolute lock, stock, barrel, untouchable player? And the reason why I ask is because you have to consider his availability.
No, I say he's an untouchable because I think the Sixers are going to be smarter as an organization this year, and they're going to send Kawhi Leonard, as I mentioned, played 60 games this year. I think Joel Embiid plays 60 games, maybe even less this season.
Yeah.
I know he wasn't 100% come playoff time, but the biggest issue was the gastroenteritis. Hopefully, he does work on the diet, and or it might not even been a diet. He may have kissed the wrong girl, and all of a sudden, she was sick, and he got it.
Yeah.
So, we don't know why he had gastroenteritis. I call him an untouchable, and here's another reason why. Anthony Davis versus Joel Embiid in their careers. Anthony Davis is 1-3, and Embiid is 3-1.
You can't look head-to-head. That's a team thing.
No, but I look at the head-to-heads and I see that Anthony Davis averages 20 points per game against the Sixers,
mm-hmm.
and he plays 36 minutes. Joel Embiid only played 27 in those four games per game. So that means he's had 9 minutes to play against somebody that wasn't Joel Embiid, and that's why he puts up those numbers. Joel Embiid owns Anthony Davis.
Okay, so you're going to predicate whether a guy's untouchable on four games?
Well, you're asking me about the Embiid versus Anthony Davis thing.
No, that's those two head-to-head. It's not about those two head-to-head. It's about which guy makes your team better. Now, look, Anthony Davis has missed games. Last year, he missed a lot of games. He played 55 last year. Prior to that, he played 75, I think, the prior two seasons. So 2 years ago and 3 years ago for Anthony Davis. So, he doesn't play all the games. But he's a big man, and you want to use load management anyway. But to me, I don't want to trade Embiid, but I don't know. Ben Simmons is not untouchable at this point after the second year of not being able to shoot.
Okay, I'll sort of agree
with you.
Would
you capitulate on that?
Yes, but so here's the other thing with Anthony Davis. Fantastic player.
Yep.
Great player. In his 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 seasons with the Pelicans, they went 34-48, 45-37, 30-52. Yeah, but he's had decent players around him.
Yeah.
Joel Embiid, you see how much of a difference there is when he's not on the court.
No, I know.
+90.
If I'm making one guy probably, other than the obvious one of like Carson Wentz is an untouchable, because once you get a franchise quarterback, you're not going to trade him, especially when you just sign him to that deal. And Bryce Harper, who you just signed a 13-year commitment to, you're not going to trade him. But that, other than that, Embiid is the only other guy that I would put even in that category of pretty much being untouchable.
Yeah, no, Joel Embiid's untouchable. I get the injury concerns. I totally get it.
All right, let's do the
injury. Is he going to upset?
He goes, are we doing this or not? He's chomping at the bit in there. All right, let's have a nooner. We'll do, and we'll get back to the calls at 610-632-0975. And look, when you think about untouchables, who's untouchable? 610-632-0975. Reese Hoskins, not untouchable. You're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Haven't heard this in a while.
There go my ears.
Yeah.
All right,
here's Egan with the nooner.
All right, let's get this over with. Completely rational reaction. So when your son is 29 and still living at home, there's a few things that you don't do. Number one, don't ask him when he's going to move out. Number two, don't cancel Netflix. And number three, don't turn off the Wi-Fi when he's playing video games.
Is this story about you?
No, it's not.
Okay.
It's not. I'd still be living at home if I wasn't married. When Sock Don John's parents did the last thing, which is turning off the Wi-Fi when he's playing video games, I'd say he's completely justified in attempting to poison his parents.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
So when Sock came home drunk, he started playing games on his phone and with the volume turned all the way up, waking the entire house up in the process. His father came out, unplugged the Wi-Fi router, hoping that that would make Sock stop, but instead, he went on a rampage. He went to bed, but the next morning, he put poison in the family's water well. Sock was arrested and quoted as saying, "I put the boom in Boom Beach."
Okay.
Moving on.
I love when you crash and burn.
I don't know how to react to these things because I'm not used to sitting in this chair.
Well, okay, so I'll fill you in. So what he does is he doesn't react and says that I suck.
And the person who used to sit in this chair makes fun of you, and then social media makes fun of
you. Yes. Okay. If it's three lines longer, he says, "I can't follow this guy," even though it's it's extremely easy story to follow. So basically, just follow those two steps.
So I'll just go, it's an okay story.
Yeah. And then I'll just say, moving on. All right. Help a couple help others.
Now that we established that was the best part
of
the
rules.
Yeah.
Catlin Ankh and his wife, Elena, need your help. All right. They want to travel the world and ride tandem bikes through the African plains, but they don't have jobs. Now, conventional wisdom tells you, hey, just get a job, right? But according to the couple, that isn't an option. You see, the couple is an Instagram couple. They have over 40,000 followers, but not one job. The couple needs 10,000 euros. That equates to about 16 grand for a tandem bike trip to Africa. But they're doing so not for themselves, guys. They're doing so for mental health awareness. All right. The laziness doesn't stop there, though, as in their GoFundMe, they admitted that one of their mothers, who works two jobs, by the way, is helping fund the trip.
For their no jobs.
Yeah.
So, who follows them? How do they have 40,000 followers and no job?
Look, man, it's 2019. You kind of just, you fail up in this world, you know?
So they get followers by not working.
Yes. he's also covered in tattoos, so it's like, how do you afford the tattoos? So far...
I want another tattoo. GoFundMe.
Ma, the meatloaf! All right, so far they've raised 180 euros, but they've raised a lot more haters. They're getting ripped apart for this whole thing.
Wow. This is the hand-me-out generation.
I don't want to rip an entire generation. I think it's just a couple of jagaloons, but yeah, it's not a good sign.
Yeah, GoFundMe account so I can travel and not work. You work so I don't have to.
See, if I'm GoFundMe, if I want to be a legit source of, you know, for charities and stuff like that, they should shut those things down.
Mm-hmm.
GoFundMe should shut them down.
Only legit GoFundMe.
Yes. Like, I hate seeing the GoFundMes that are like, let's get this money for Jimmy Butler, as if the Sixers need the money, so they start a GoFundMe account. And then ultimately it says, all right, we're donating it to charity. But it's like, the people that actually put those together, like, you're not helping anybody.
Yeah, use that money and donate it. Just don't even put together that GoFundMe. Put it together to raise, you know, cancer research or whatever your cause is.
You know what it is? Here's the attention you ordered. That's all it is.
Yeah, well, one of their followers said, look, I've been following you guys for a long time, and I like you guys, but I don't understand how you guys riding tandem bikes in Africa equates to mental health awareness.
Yeah, it's totally
bogus. Somebody else pointed out, your mother works two jobs. Don't you think that not having to work two jobs would help her mental health if you guys just got one job? So hopefully they get the money, they go to the African plains, and they get eaten. That would be nice. End of that story.
Wow, that would be really nice.
All right, finally.
Said no, whatever.
When your slogan bites you. All right, so most fast food fans know that Arby's motto is Arby's, we have the meats, right? Well, a Lincoln, Nebraska man challenged Arby's to a competition for who truly had the meats. David Hefner was arrested for walking towards an Arby's while...
You mentioned it, though, partner. He likes to slap around the beef.
Yeah, multiple witnesses reported a man walking in the street with his you-know-what out. One witness was quoted as saying...
He really didn't have a wiener, but you got the point.
The man was arrested for public indecency and has set his sights on Subway next, saying, quote, I'll put their foot long up against mine anytime.
Oh, my.
And that's the nooner.
Good job. Way to end it on a high.
Did you mention where this took place?
Nebraska.
So it wasn't Florida.
It wasn't Florida. Wow. I know. I know from you doing it, like, every store you go to is usually from Florida.
There's a win for
County.
Florida today.
Yeah, Dade County, Florida reporting.
Yeah, Trey's going to be pumped about that.
I think that, like, half the time you make up the story because you're very creative.
That one time. Don't you remember? We did a whole, like, I made up two of them.
Yeah, that's right.
One of them was real.
We had to pick the fake one. But I think you make them up just to fit the drops that you have. So, like, the Allah drop in there. Like, I mean, that's to find use of that drop in a Nooner story is impressive.
Yeah, well, I saw the story and immediately it's, you know, I mean, I could have come up with some other ones, but.
So you read things and as soon as you read them, you go.
Drops come into my head.
Okay. So
I'm an artist like that.
Yeah. Well, you have the Rolodex of drops in that head of yours. Oh, my God. Well, good job, Pat.
Yeah, well, it won't probably come back, but yeah, it was fun.
All right. We'll see if it returns.
Back to retirement.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, if for just a day.
Back to Green Grove.
Yes, Green Grove.
I have to ask you a question.
Oh, it's classic.
You're all inked up, but you don't have like a tattoo of any person, right? You just have symbols and dragons and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean a person?
So
like
this Twitter account I follow, House of Highlights, they post highlights and stuff all the time. But they just posted a photo of a guy who got a tattoo of Kawhi Leonard on his leg. Like a big tattoo of Kawhi Leonard on his leg. It was actually his face when he was laughing at the press conference originally, the cyborg laugh. There are people I know in Philadelphia that have tattoos of players. I'm sure there are people who have tattoos of Nick Foles after he won the Super Bowl.
Sure. Well, the Jason Kelce one after the parade?
Yes.
My buddy did that one.
A lot of people have Brian Dawkins tattooed on them. I can't see myself ever getting a tattoo of a person on my body.
Musician or anything like that?
No. Maybe lyrics from the musician.
Okay.
Or if a player said a specific thing or if...
So you think it's weird to put someone else's face, a real person's face on your body?
I don't want to say weird because I don't want to bash people that do it because Nick Foles had as much of an impact to my life as everybody else because Nick Foles brought the first Super Bowl in Eagles history.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't see myself getting a tattoo of Nick Foles' face on my body.
Saying I love Nick Foles so much as a player that I'm going to tattoo his face on my body.
Right, so I don't know what goes...
If he's a part of like a Philly special tattoo, you get it, because he's part of a moment, not really because it's a person.
Or like, I thought it was pretty cool when people had the play design of the Philly special tattooed on them, like the X's and O's. Like, I thought that was pretty cool, but it wasn't Nick Foles catching the pass. It wasn't Trey Burton throwing the pass.
But you're okay with like a dad that would get a photo of his kid.
Yeah.
Because that...
Yes.
That's different.
Yes, and you know what? That kid loves that father. Nick Foles doesn't know you. This guy, Kawhi Leonard, does not know this guy who has a tattoo of his face on his leg.
Okay, so it's Kawhi. What's he wearing, like a Raptors jersey?
Yeah, it's got the top of his jersey.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's more like, I guess, as just a fan of the team and the player, but is it weird? I don't know. It's not something I would get tattooed, so I don't know what... There's nobody that I like enough that I would get tattooed on my body.
Like, I'm not
the way to put it.
I'm not bashing it. Maybe I kind of am.
Like,
I don't know.
Musicians, like people have like, whether it's a Jim Morrison tattoo or a Tupac tattoo or, you know, a Dimebag. I don't know. People have like their favorite musicians tattooed on.
Right. And I get it. It's because they made such an influence in their life. But why not just get a poster? Like,
you want it on your body. That's part of the deal. But
yeah, why? I'm kind of just asking that question because I know there's people that are listening right now that have tattoos of Philadelphia athletes on them.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of them.
I kind of want to know why.
Yeah. Well, you should get one. You should get a Foles one.
Jamie Moyer?
Get a Jamie Moyer tattoo.
Holding the rubber after he dug it out when they won the World Series?
Put that strategically placed wherever you like. 610-632-0975. That was a great job on the Nooner, Pat. You've earned your keep today for sure. 610-632-0975. Open lines right now. We'll get to Bring the Heat coming up at 1 o'clock.
Gargano and Mertidis middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. It is the midday show. Andrew sitting in for Anthony today. Anthony with the day off. 610-632-0975. So you read that story before about players deciding where they go. Like, I don't understand why a writer would even write that story when it's so absurd. Sports is you get drafted based on your record. That's how they keep the teams balanced.
And it's been like that since the beginning of time.
Yeah, and look, I'm a guy who says a whole say a lot of times, like, just because it's been a certain way doesn't mean that's the right way. But in sports, you don't have the right to choose where you work. Sports are different. It is a privilege to play a pro sport, not a right. Because if it was a right, I want to play. I want to play in L.A., all right?
Yeah, exactly.
I want to play for the Lakers. Well, the problem is, I can't. You know what I mean? So, I don't even know why a guy writes a story like that.
Yeah, so for people, if you're
is
just
this on ESPN?
In, yeah, this guy's name is Kevin Arnovitz. He's the NBA writer for ESPN, the magazine. And he wrote a story, and the headline of the story on ESPN.com says, "Let Zion Williamson choose where he wants to play next." And, okay, it goes off of Adam Silver, NBA commissioner, and how he is concerned about mental health of NBA players. Mm-hmm. And mental health and anxiety is very near and dear to me because I know people very close to me who suffer from it. I get all of that. But also, there comes a time where it's like, okay, so now all of a sudden we're going to allow players to choose where they want to play. So Zion Williamson can choose, oh, you know what? I like L.A. more than I like New Orleans. So I'm going to pick the Lakers, and I'm going to play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
What is the point of sports then at that point? Yeah. And you said it best. Okay, so there's going to be three teams left in the league.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be Boston, New York,
locations.
And L.A.
Yeah.
So what, are we just going to...
Miami.
Are we going to move all the other 28 teams, 27 teams to those areas of the country?
Yeah.
No, you're not going to do that. Now, teams like Memphis, they're never going to win an NBA championship. And it's a shame because... Players want to leave. Kemba Walker wanting to take less to play at Charlotte is actually stunning to me. And mm-hmm. It should be stunning to everybody.
If it's true.
But all of a sudden, in the recent years in the NBA, players have been able to dictate where they want to go. And that's the yep. point of free agency. But now it's getting to the point where Anthony Davis can threaten a sit out until he gets traded to where he wants
Kawhi
to play. Kawhi did it.
Yeah.
And he was
under
actually...
Under the guise of injury.
Yeah, he was yeah. actually injured. But look, he could have probably played through his injury, but he didn't. He said, this isn't
and
worth it.
And they shut him down,
me.
Too, because they didn't want him to get hurt and therefore have less value in a trade.
Right, exactly. So now all of a sudden we're getting these stories on ESPN.com saying that players are unhappy and they want to be able to pick where they can go. And now all of a sudden we're going to change the way we should draft teams
yeah.
because, oh, Zion doesn't want to go to New Orleans.
This is the problem with ESPN. Why even waste the ink on the paper to write something like that? We're not idiots. Like, that, to me, that's... See, this is the problem with ESPN. Like, they put that out as a viable story. And then what they do is they invite this boob and a half LeVar Ball onto one of their shows.
Yes.
Let me play you this audio. This was, what, yesterday? He's on, what is it, First Take?
Yes.
He's on First Take with Stephen A. and that whole crew. So here's LeVar Ball yesterday.
LeVar, can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question here.
You can switch gears with me anytime.
Okay. Let's stay focused here. All right.
Okay. So apparently the conversation went even further, and she says, I forget her name off the top of my head. I'm sorry.
Molly Corum.
Yeah. Says that... You know, the only person that's going to call HR on this show is me because he's making inappropriate comments. And Stephen A. Goes that, oh, God. Well, Stephen A., he's on your show, dude. Like, you could stand up and say, we're not putting this guy on our show. We're not going to sell out because he's a sideshow freak idiot and not put him on the show. He comes on the show, he acts like an ass. That's what he does. You've empowered him to do so by booking a guy like LeVar Ball. Now, we had a chance to have LeVar on this radio show a while back when Harry was still here. And I didn't feel right about it. He didn't feel right about it. And we didn't do it. We canceled him because I didn't want to cheapen what we do. No, we cheapened it on our own. Plenty of ways. The Nooner is a prime example of that. But I'm not going to give a guy like that a forum to be a self-promote ass like he is. And he goes on that show yesterday on ESPN, a once respected sports journalistic outfit. And that happens, and they kind of get their panties in a bunch about it and going, oh, geez, I can't believe you said that. The reason you have him on is because he says things like that. Don't be surprised.
Right, and I don't know if you heard the other stuff that he said. He also went out there and said, oh, I've been saying I didn't want them to trade him to New Orleans this whole time because I actually wanted them to trade him to New Orleans.
Like, yeah, he's just a total joke.
He's still trying to make it out to be like he's the reason all this stuff is happening.
Yeah, he's and a prophet.
It's a disgrace. And for him to say stuff like that, like I really hope Jalen Rose, who Molly Corum's married to, I hope Jalen Rose, who also is at ESPN, goes over there and kicks his ass.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And for them to not understand that, like, sports is one of those things, like, we have fun with it, and it's not, you know, solving the world's problems, but we also don't need to cheapen it by doing things like that, by using and booking a guy like LeVar Ball to make it a sideshow. Sports is already, it's not that serious. We take it really seriously, winning, losing. It's important to us because we put a lot into it, and we invest a lot of money, emotion, and everything else into it. And to book a guy like that, the judgment of the network to allow that to happen to me, just for those weird moments, is very short-sighted. Like, I think that's lame.
Yes.
I think it's lame to book a guy like LeVar Ball.
And speaking of this...
And then bitch about it when he says something semi-inappropriate.
Yeah, and you've allowed him to get comfortable coming on your station multiple times. Now, this Kevin Arnovitz guy who wrote another story back in April of 2012... Fix tanking, ditch the draft. And it's basically the same premise. Now, it doesn't have to... He doesn't involve the social anxiety and all that stuff. But he said in 2012 that they should get rid of the draft and teams should just sort of...
Court?
Like, yeah, court
players. Everybody comes in as a free agent.
But also highest bidder, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, see...
So the number one overall pick gets more money and all that stuff.
I get it. It's a free market society. And... In theory, he's not completely wrong, but sports isn't like that.
Yeah, because
when you
teams
initially
like
come
the
in.
Lakers have more money than teams like the Grizzlies.
It's one of the problems that haunts baseball is that it's not a level playing field. So teams like the Yankees and their TV contract earns them so much more revenue that teams like Pittsburgh can't compete because they don't have the same amount of revenue coming in, therefore they can't translate it to payroll. It's
like once these young pitchers that the Tampa Bay Rays have get to their contract years and are going to want to make a lot of money, Rays probably won't be able to keep them.
No, they have to trade them and get what they can because they can. You look at like Pittsburgh's a team that like drafts guys and develops guys, great, but they can never keep them.
Just like the Marlins,
yeah, same
Marlins
thing.
Won two different World Series and couldn't keep the guys after winning the World Series.
They made the playoffs twice and they've won the World Series both times, and they bought their World Series both times and went right back to sucking.
Yep, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
But the fact that this guy wants to try to ditch the draft because I don't like that he's using mental anxiety as the reason behind it. Like, Zion doesn't feel comfortable playing in New Orleans, so he should be able to have the right to pick the where to go.
To me, that's cheapening
mental. You know what, Zion? Zion's going to make millions of dollars, and I know money doesn't solve anxiety. I know people near and dear to me that suffer from it, that have money.
Yeah.
But, like, come on. What are we going to do here? We're going to change everything now with sports?
I guess some people want to. And again, I'm fine with being progressive, and just because something's been done a certain way for a long period of time doesn't mean you have to continue doing it that way. But when you want to abolish the draft so a player can determine where he wants to go right out of college in basketball's case or whatever, that to me, you're wasting my time writing that article. 610.
There are cities that you know people don't want to play in.
Yeah.
No doubt. And they'll never want to play there unless they're from that hometown.
Yeah, and sometimes you don't even want to play in the town that you grew up in. You see guys leave all the time. You see guys like Rasheed Wallace left to go play college basketball in North Carolina. He didn't want to stay in Philadelphia.
Right.
Now, are the programs equal to North Carolina in Philadelphia? No. But he didn't feel some great allegiance to want to play. Or sometimes you don't want to play where you grew up either because there's too many distractions. Or you just want to see a different part of the country.
Right.
And experience something different. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Charles and State College on the Fanatic. What's up, Charles?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
So I just wanted to comment on that story you said. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. That completely defeats the purpose of places like Memphis and like New Orleans. You don't have like free agents that want to go there because there would be no point to, you know, having, you know, all these teams because then it's going to be, like you said, the Lakers, the Boston show. Like, it just makes no sense to me.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so do you agree with that or?
Well, I missed the last point that you tried to make. You kind of cut off a little bit. Were you done speaking?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was going to say that, like, it just doesn't make sense that, like, how because that would just defeat the purpose of even playing in the NBA, because then the smaller teams like Memphis and New Orleans wouldn't really have anyone on their team because no one's going to want to go there. So allowing someone from college to kind of pick where they want to go and say, oh, I want to go here, I want to go here, then you're going to have these constant dynasties of teams, and other teams aren't going to be able to have, you know, enough players to kind of join in and play.
Yeah, the NBA and a lot of sports leagues already have this problem, Charles, where it's the haves versus the have-nots, and that would just make it that gap between the haves and have-nots even more pronounced, I would think.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And
nobody wants to go. Nobody wants to go somewhere and lose, and nobody wants to go somewhere and start from scratch when you can go to a ready-made place, make the same money, and go there and just win. Why wouldn't you want to do that?
Yeah, and I can't believe that ESPN, of all sources, ESPN would publish something like that.
You should be able to believe that.
That's
what's become of ESPN, is that that's what they've become.
One question I would have for you in regards to the Sixers is about Jimmy Butler. It seems like all these other teams that are quote-unquote interested in him don't really have the cap space to sign him. So, I mean, the Lakers, I think, is that weird thing they did about being Michael G.
Well, they can offer him, several teams can offer him a max contract, but only one can offer him a supermax contract. So you'd feel comfortable offering Jimmy the supermax?
I think we don't, honestly, at this point. I don't even think we have a choice, just because, you know, and like you were kind of saying earlier with the quadruple bags and how we're kind of saying that, and it's like, I'm saying that. At the same time, like, that's kind of like a bench.
All right, you guys stay on that phone, buddy. I can't hear you.
I said, all right, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I'm basically saying, like, hey, that's how close you were to being an NBA champion. So I think we give him the supermax just so we can run it back.
Okay. Well, we'll see if they run it back. We'll see if they go supermax for Jimmy and close to a max for Tobias. Is that what it's going to take?
The supermax for Jimmy, yes. I think Tobias gets the... Because Tobias could do the max, like the 3 or 4. He can't do the 5 year because he wasn't here long enough. He didn't be here for a long enough time. I think Tobias is going to want to make his money.
Mm-hmm.
This is his time to do it. He's not going to get a 5 year anywhere. It can't be at the Sixers. Can't be anywhere else. I think he wants to make his money. And if the Sixers aren't willing to give him that 4 year max, he might take it somewhere else.
Mm. Yeah, may not be running it back. You run it partially back with just Jimmy, and you see where it goes from there. It's. I mean, I tell you, this next couple of weeks are going to be high intensity and stress on what they do and who they decide to bring in, who does come back if either of them come back, and who else they put around these players if they do bring Jimmy back or don't bring Jimmy back or bring Tobias back or don't bring Tobias back. It's going to be crazy to see what happens over the next, really, your fall, winter, spring success is all going to, most of it's going to be likely determined in the next couple of weeks. Now, last year was different, because they went into the season without Jimmy or Tobias, and they acquired both. Don't look for that next year, though, because they don't have the assets to trade to acquire players of that level in season if they don't bring them back. What are they going to trade? The draft picks? They already got rid of Landry Shamet. What are you going to trade? Zaire?
Zaire and Jonah Bolden. Yeah, the only guys you can trade. But and then you'll have two guys with whatever you return.
I mean, so... You really don't have the pool of assets to trade to help this team in season. You're going to have to look for guys that are buyouts, like the year prior when they got...
Ersan and Marco.
Yeah, Bellinelli and Ilyasova to help this team. That's kind of the only options you have, because you don't have any equity to send in a trade package. So where this goes, I don't know. But there's a lot to be determined. I'll tell you, Elmbrand's got... a very sticky situation to deal with.
He's going to implement himself on whether or not he's a legit general manager or not this offseason. Like, he could make a huge name for himself this offseason if he really builds his team, because he has a lot of work to do. It's not just bring back Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler is the number one priority, obviously. But then, okay, you bring back Jimmy Butler. Now you have 5 guys under contract. You still have to get 7 other guys and at least 5 other guys that can make an impact for you during the regular season. And 3 legit impact guys for the playoffs. God. He's got a lot of work to do this offseason, but I do have confidence and faith in Elton Brand to do it.
You got the confidence, you got the faith. Pat, you got the confidence and the faith in Elton Brand?
I do. Okay. I think Elton Brand going out and getting Jimmy Butler and not resting on his laurels and then going out and getting Tobias Harris showed me something.
All right. They're out of assets, but do you believe that one or both are coming back?
I think Jimmy's coming back. I agree with Andrew. I think Tobias is just going to go for the money.
Less than likely that he'll return.
I think you need to give Tobias the max if you want to keep him.
Hmm.
I mean, there's just, if you look at the free agents, there's just a lot of guys out there that you can pick up that will help add to the depth of your team. Like, remember, there was a guy, Trevor Ariza, we all wanted during the regular season. He's an unrestricted free agent this season. There are a lot of players out there that you could pick up to add to the team. They're not going to be the same names of Jimmy Butler. That's why Jimmy Butler's priority number one. You bring him back, then you can start looking at, all right, how do we build around this core three or the core four if Harris does come back?
Well, we'll see how it plays out. And like I said, it's going to be a crazy couple of weeks here. Free agency starting, the draft. How about the draft coming up in 2 days?
Yeah.
The NBA drafts in 2 days. That's nuts. 610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, we got a little something we call Bring the Heat. We'll see what's coming over the Bring the Heat line in the past 24 hours, what people have been complaining about or celebrating or ambivalent about. We'll see what came in on the Bring the Heat line at the top of the hour. Also, we'll get back to the phones at 610-632-0975. That is the number to get in. It is Philly's back in action tonight, presumably. So they'll have the doubleheader, what, Wednesday?
Yes, day-night
doubleheader tomorrow.
Wednesday. And tonight you got the same pitchers, Jake Arrieta versus Patrick Corbin.
Yeah, and we'll see how that plays out. They don't get the game in last night. We'll see how Arrieta and Corbin, how that game plays out tonight for the Fightin' Phils. After that 15-1 defeat on Sunday down in Atlanta, it is the Midday Show. 610-632-0975. We'll get back to the calls after this on 97.5 The Fanatic. All right, am I telling people about Window Nation here, Pat? Is that what I'm doing? All right, we're telling them about Window Nation because summer's just about here. And so is the summer savings event. If you need new windows, try buy one, get one free. Buy two windows, get two free. Buy four, get four free with no limit. Everybody likes free, and they also like to make a zero down payment. They also like to make no down payments. And zero payments and zero interest for 12 months on any style. Vinyl, wood, fiberglass, any color, all engineered for specific climates we live in. All buy one, get one free. Plus, Window Nation, they'll come out to your home within 24 hours, 7 days a week. And they'll give you, accommodate your busy schedule. And they'll provide you with exact pricing. Not an estimate, but exact pricing. A price with a 30-day price protection guarantee as well. On all Window Nation windows, they come with a true lifetime warranty, plus over 10,000 positive online reviews. So you're not going to get more reliable than that. But you got to act fast. This amazing deal is not going to be around long, so call today. Buy one window, get one free with no limit, plus 000. Make zero down payments, zero payments, and zero interest for 12 months, and save thousands. Call today at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Bring the Heat coming up at the top of the hour. 610-632-0975.
I'm bringing the Heat.
Yeah? What are you all fired up about?
It's this open practice thing that people are upset about because...
Why? Because they're charging?
Because they're charging.
And it's $10.
Okay. And I know that's a struggle for some people. 2 years ago... I didn't want to pay $10 for anything. There were times where I didn't want to pay $10 for food, all right? Because I had to save a lot of money for other things.
Sure, yeah.
But I have people coming at me on Twitter saying nobody's debating the good, but you're charging people that might not be able to afford to get in for a fun night with their family. And one guy, Mark, and I like Mark. He's at Behaviorist on Twitter. He tweets you, he tweets me. Mm-hmm. He's a big tweeter at the station. And he goes, do you think people have a problem with donating to charity, or is it that people now find it expensive to take their family for a fun night to see their favorite team? You and I, okay, it's $10, really? Mm-hmm. And I get it. There are people that...
Well, if you want to take your family of five, it's now $50.
Now it's $50. Yeah. Bucks. I get it. But what I'm saying is other teams do it. You read some of the teams that do it.
Yeah.
The Seahawks charge $10 for transportation to the facility.
Yeah.
And that doesn't go to anything. The Falcons charge $5 a ticket, and that goes to helping, trying to do Super Bowl stuff. Not even to charity.
Yeah.
All right, so this is at least going to charity. Because other teams charge it, yes, it sucks that it's change, and I think people just don't like change, and it goes from $0 to $10.
Yeah, because the increase is 1,000%.
But can we take a little good out of the bad? And then I have people going, this guy Chuck, well, there's a service fee, which is ridiculous, and that doesn't go to charity. The service fee is $1.22.
Well, for the ticket service?
$1.22.
The handling charge?
Come on, man. Yeah. Sometimes let's take a look. It's not like the Eagles are doing this to put it in their own pockets.
Yeah. No, they're not doing it as a profit scam.
If they were, I'd be upset.
Yeah. Well, look, so people are used to getting something for free. It has to be free forever. Because if you start charging for it, then you have an issue. And people go nuts, as we're seeing. And look, I know for some people, this is their only chance to take their kids to something with the Eagles. So I get it. I get why you're upset. But
right, and if you have a family
the world
of
works.
Three kids, and your wife wants to go, and maybe the kids' friends want to go, now all of a sudden it's 10 tickets, that's $100. I get it. But you know what? You still have an opportunity to get into the stadium, which I don't want to pay a ticket. I don't want to go to an Eagles game because I do want to go to an Eagles game, but I don't want to pay $80 to sit up in the rafters.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is, so the people are more upset because they're charging, not because they cut it down to one.
Yeah.
Or is it both?
I think it's a little bit of both, but I think more people are upset with the charge.
Yeah, because last year, I think one was like in the evening on a weeknight, and the other one was on a weekend day, like Sunday.
Yes, and it gave opportunities for other people. The people that work during the day were able to go at night, and that's cool. And it's a shame that it's now down to one. But I just don't like seeing people that are saying, okay, well, the $10 is charity, that's cool, but the service fee is $1.22. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, that's just the way the world works. And I get why some people are mad about it, because when something was free and now you're charged for it. And look, not everybody's in a financial position to be able to take their family of five to something like that. And they do want to expose their young kids to Eagle football, but they don't want to do it at a game or can't afford to do it at a game or whatever it might be. And I get why, because it is expensive to go. I mean, it's parking for a game and, you know, for a 4-year-old kid to take them there or a 6-year-old, you're not going to do it because the kid could have a meltdown at any point. Maybe let's face it, the stadium's not appropriate for kids sometimes. That's just the way it is at football games. It's just
an open practice might be more safe to bring your kids.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's not preseason, but again, it still could end up costing you a decent chunk of change to go out in a preseason because you do have to pay for parking, food, and everything else. And if you go, you don't want to be like stopping at the Five Below to get the candy before you go to the movie because it's so expensive.
Right. Exactly. I just want to take a little good from the bad.
Yeah.
Like, yes, you're used to going for free, but now you're paying $10 and it's going to a very good cause. Yeah, it's not going $5 to the good cause and $5 to the turbines in Lincoln Financial Field.
Yeah, it's not a Bobo cause. It's something that they just had the Eagles Autism Challenge a couple of weeks ago, and it's going to go to raise money for autism awareness. So that's a good thing. 610-632-0975. Flyers made a trade. They get Justin Braun from the Sharks. I think this is going to be a prelude to a big move this weekend at the draft. There's going to be something big that happens.
Something that I may have mentioned. New regime. They want their own players in, other players out.
Yeah, I think there's just going to. I think there's going to be a move that's going to surprise a lot of people. I think it's going to involve one of the defensemen. Yeah, number 53 probably. 610-632-0975. That's the number. Let's go back to the phones. We'll get to bring the heat at the top of the hour. Tony and Glenside's on the Fanatic. What's up, Tone?
Hey, how you doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Listen, I want to ask you a question. Why max out Tobias Harris? I don't understand why maxing Tobias Harris. I really don't like him that much to max him out. Now, can I give you what I think we should do?
Okay, well, let me just answer your question real fast. The reason why you max him out is because that may be what it takes to keep him.
Right, right. But
you must be willing to lose him. Okay, then go on with your point.
All right, so now here we go. Me personally, the first option is Jimmy Butler. You get Jimmy Butler in, you give him the 5 years, you give him you give him a restaurant, a house here, you let him do whatever he want to do. You do whatever you got to do to sign Jimmy.
All right, you give him the Supermax.
Yeah, you give him the Supermax.
Keep the restaurant.
You give him a Supermax. Now, this is what I would do. I would take my next first round pick and a couple guys on my bench like Zaire Smith and Joe DeBolden and trade for Drew Holiday. There's no room over there for Drew now.
Okay. With all the players that they just acquired and obviously the Knicks as well.
Yes, yes. So they'll take the pick. They'll take our first round pick. We get Drew back because Ben Simmons need a combo guard next to him. A guard that can play the two, but that can defend the three. He can score, but can take over the point guard duties when Ben is not having a good game. You know what I mean? So Drew would be a perfect complement to him. And the reason why I say we don't need a power forward like Tobias sitting, because if you got Ben Simmons and you get Drew and you got Butler and Embiid, you just need a specialist at power forward. Somebody that want to defend. Somebody that want to grab rebounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, somebody that, because it ain't enough balls for everybody. Because, you know, Tobias Harris won't shoot until the second quarter anyway.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It seemed like Tobias got lost a lot, didn't it?
Exactly. He got lost. So you need somebody to help Embiid. You need somebody to help. Butler helps Ben. But you need somebody to help Embiid that wants to battle with the centers and the power forwards that want to go down low, get the rebounds. Then you can tell Embiid to stay up top sometimes.
All right, and then you have that combo, and you have your combo guard with Drew Holiday.
Exactly. And then, before he comes off, then what that helps is if you're not paying him that much money, the specialist, then in the fourth quarter, you can bring Redick off the bench. And now you start. Now you got a movable piece with Ben Simmons because he can play the 1, 2, 3, or 4.
Yeah, or you can bring Redick on the floor when you take Drew Holiday off the floor.
Exactly. Or you can bring them both on and leave and move Ben to the power forward position in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, I don't know if that. Thanks for the call. I like everything you said, Tone. The problem is I don't know that they're going to move Ben to the four in any way, shape, or form. He's a point guard to them.
Yeah, and he can't shoot.
Yeah. So I mean, what are you going to do? You can put him at the four and have him post up. That's just not the NBA today.
Well, if he does, then Joel Embiid has to play up top because you can't have both of those guys down low at the same time.
Yeah, and look, Embiid's going to have to play at the top a little bit, but he's got to play down on the block a lot more than he did in the playoffs.
No, I get that, but if you have both Joel Embiid and Ben...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.